18 weeks in hell.
God, I need a pedicure. Horrific. What time is it?
11:26.
Hey, big sis? Big sis?
Good morning!
I'll be up in a couple minutes, okay?
Take your time, child.
You doing okay? You need anything?
No, darling. The good Lord's giving me all I need right here.
Okay.
Got the mail. You mind if I turn this on?
Go for it.
Joint Operations Commander Lieutenant General Chapman announced yesterday that Allied air operations have come to a complete standstill. The main airfield in the northern part of the country has been under increasingly heavy assault, and other airfields across this theater of operations have all been overrun. The enemy's surface-to-air offensive has subsequently forced the grounding of all military aircraft. According to General Chapman, Allied forces have lost the upper hand in the air campaign, and it is only a question of time before the massive enemy numbers on the ground will have the advantage as well. All supply routes are now in danger of being totally cut off. General Chapman himself says he will soon need to move his command post to an undisclosed redoubt in order to effectively continue operations. In other news, two U.S. destroyers off the western coast of Japan came under attack last night.
That's enough of that shit. Fire.
Game over, man.
Shush.
Seriously, we're gonna have to defend this schoolhouse till we're down to throwing crayons at these bastards.
Well, since you heard what you just said on the radio about the supply routes, it'll probably come as no surprise that there's only going to be one or two more deliveries, and that'll be it.
Aw, man.
Yeah, it's just too dangerous.
Be all that you can be.
But what will come as a big surprise, a shock, actually, is Corporal Lopez, you and PFC White both got mail.
I did?
Seriously?
Yeah, there's something in here for Big Sis, too. You're going up to relieve her, right?
Yep, I'll take it up.
I come bearing gifts.
Is that a care package?
Oh, you have no idea, little lady.
Hi, Rick. Bye, Rick.
Okay. I've got one more. Be right back.
What do you think's in the box?
Who knows?
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Corporal.
You gonna give that class?
Yeah, it'll be quick, as soon as everybody's settled.
Okay, Big Sis, I'm here. Sorry.
Phew. And right on time, too. Nature is knocking at the door. Oh, my goodness. You got some mail.
Well, this is yours.
Oh, from the choir girl.
But this is mine.
Oh, honey. How nice to finally see you with an envelope in your hands. Nah, that ain't another dang on bill, is it?
I don't know who it's from. No return address.
Well then, I'll leave you to it. I got to go. Ooh-wee.
Big Sis, we have a class scheduled.
I'll bring a note to Mama. I'm going to be tardy.
Anybody else need to go before we start?
I have returned. Hello. Where did they all scurry off to?
They all...
What's the matter? Have you been crying?
No, I...
Yes, you have. What's happened? Bad news from home?
I don't really...
No, you don't have to. You don't have to tell me anything. It's all right.
Okay.
Bloody hell. As if any of us needed any more bad news.
I know. Sucks.
Well, you look pathetic. Your glasses are all steamed up.
I know.
Do your lips always become swollen like this when you cry?
I don't know.
No, it's quite adorable, really. Very pathetically adorable. Was it your boyfriend?
My fiancé.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
What does he know? Here! May I borrow your, machete?
Bayonet. Sure.
I just got this thing.
What?
And voila!
Oh my god, where did you get... Is that wine?
Indeed. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get stuff like this. A memory card here, a pack of cigarettes there, and of course not many of the locals, even the most staunchly pious among them, are long able to resist the persuasive power of the almighty dollar.
Well, here's my canteen. Hurry.
Oh, what are you afraid of? This is for the lot of you. In fact, if Corporal Lopez, the squad leader, is partaking, you think anyone else is going to refuse? Doubtful. Here you are. Drown your sorrows.
It's not them I'm worried about. LT and Sergeant Dower have a penchant for showing up unannounced.
Well then, the more the merrier. The fewer, the better fare.
No, I don't think so. At least, I'm not saying we have to get rid of it. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable having it in the open.
Right.
Just, there's room to hide the boxes behind the desk there.
Yes, Corporal.
Thank you.
No problem. Here's to picking up your kilt. Here. The party has just begun.
No. No, thank you.
If you don't mind.
That was fast.
I was thirsty.
You know you better than that, Corporal.
Are you going to report me?
No, I ain't going to report you. I just expected a little more professionalism is all.
Come on, Kelly. We've been here for months. If we have a little bit of fun to divert from this ridiculous monotony, I don't think we should make an issue of it.
Ha! This one is a dessert wine. Quite sumptuous.
Y'all just plumb fell off your rockers.
Yeah.
I said no, nah.
Perhaps just hold it for a moment.
Rick, nah, I don't want...
Oh, for fuck's sakes, Patty. We're about to be attacked by people who hate us so much they just as soon torture and kill our families right in front of us as tie their bleeding shoes. Listen, I'm not forcing you. I'm just saying now, more than ever, I think it's okay to let loose a little. Doesn't mean we've fallen off the wagon and need to go to detox clinic.
Well, all right then.
You ever had framboise? This one is raspberry.
It's good. Hold your canteen steady, Cozy.
Thank you kindly.
Oh boy. Look at Doherty. She's got her own bottle.
Wine is fine, wine is fine, wine is fine, wine.
Doherty!
Here you go, puffy lips.
That latrine is getting nasty, yo. By the way, LT and Sergeant Dower are coming up the trail. I guess they'll be sitting on my class too.
Oh, fuck.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Y'all stay seated. Relax.
Hey, Super Troopers.
Hey, Sergeant Dower.
Hey, Sergeant Dower.
White topside?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, Sergeant.
I'll be upstairs. LT's sitting in. I hear it's a good one. Make sure you're all paying attention. Take notes. Doc Natsumi.
Yes, Sarn?
You ought to quiz him when you're done.
Sounds good, Sarn.
Okay, Natsumi. We're all yours.
Yes, ma'am. Is everyone ready?
Have you ever taken a class tipsy?
Nope. What class? We're in a class.
Excuse me. Is everyone ready?
Apologies. Please, go on.
Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. Today's class will be on feminine field hygiene. All right, you guys. What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Anyway, as you all know, in a battlefield environment, you may find that there are times when staying clean and dry is not always easy. You might have to sleep outside, sometimes in the blistering heat, sometimes in the middle of a rainstorm. Or you will run into a situation like we have right now, no hot water. But remembering to keep yourself as clean as possible is essential to the promotion of good health, not only physically, but emotionally as well. Ladies, in order to help remember the more important points of staying clean and healthy when in the previously mentioned situations, I have created an acronym as a helpful memory tool. Yes, Kozak.
Excuse me for the interruption, Doc, but how often should I change my panties?
Come on, man.
Vaporize all grime immediately to neutralize the aroma.
What, Doherty?
Your memory acronym. Vaporize all grime immediately to neutralize the aroma.
Vagina. Vaporize all grime immediately to neutralize the aroma. V-A-G-I-N-A.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, y'all. Dr. Natsumi obviously took care and did her homework to prepare for this class. I think it's only fair we gave her our undivided attention.
What the fuck?
Doc, it's okay. Teach your class. What's wrong with y'all? Now I know we have been stuck out here in no man's land.
Exactly. Hold on a tick.
No. Wait.
Rick.
Just a minute. Aaron.
Rick, what are you doing?
Toss me a canteen. Turning water. Into wine. Take this.
Okay.
Natsumi, the rest of you, enjoy.
Oh? Oh.
Class dismissed. Aaron?
It's entirely up to you, teacher.
Oh, you know this class is dismissed. Cheers, motherfuckers! Woo!